AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. In court today in Boston, celebrity chef Mario Batali.
The Commonwealth is moving for arraignment in lieu of that.
Batali pleaded not guilty to a charge that he forcibly kissed and groped a woman at a Boston restaurant in 2017. He did not speak during the brief hearing, but nodded his head as the judge ordered him to stay away from the woman. The American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit today asking a judge to block an Alabama law that outlaws almost all abortions. It would make performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony, punishable by up to 99 years to life in prison for the abortion provider. The only exception would be when the woman's health is at serious risk. The Trump administration is proposing to roll back Obama-era discrimination protections for transgender people in health care. The long holiday weekend may mean a break in the sharp words between President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, or maybe not. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It began with Pelosi suggesting she's worried about the president's well-being and questioning his fitness for office.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
Pelosi, though.
She is a mess.
And after holding off on giving her one of his patented nicknames,
Crazy Nancy,
which he later took back since he calls Bernie Sanders Crazy Bernie. Still, the president says Pelosi has issues.
She's lost it.
Everybody's taking a break for now. The House is on a Memorial Day recess and the president's heading to Japan.
Maybe he wants to take a leave of absence. I don't know.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former British Prime Minister David Cameron says he knows what Theresa May is going through. May announced today that she will step down as Conservative Party leader in 2 weeks, admitting defeat and working out a deal to get Britain out of the European Union. This is AP Radio News. A health warning to air travelers in Texas involving measles.
May 15th, we had a traveler that went through DFW Airport. The person was just transiting through to a final destination. And after they landed at their home destination, they were diagnosed with measles.
Tarrant County Public Health Director Vinny Tanea says measles is highly contagious and is transmitted to others by airborne droplets when an infected person exhales or coughs.
General public is not at risk. Only those individuals who might have been at the airport during that time and don't have immunization against measles. If they're not protected, they're the only ones who really are at risk.
There has been a big spike in measles cases across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the number of measles cases through the first 3 months of this year has surpassed the count for all of 2018. And Texas is one of those states that has had a big jump in measles cases. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.